bid to keep the struggling retailer from being liquidated.
Putting in the bid to save over 400 Sears stores at the 11th hour, Hail Mary is the company's largest shareholder, billionaire Eddie Lampert. 50,000 jobs will also be saved if this bid goes through. His company's ESL, it has bid over $4 billion in financing and debt forgiveness to keep Sears alive.
Fox's Susan Lee. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the stuff Santa missed. Get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Treat yourself to 25 to 45% off fine jewelry. Dresses that almost never go on sale are 25% off. And get an extra 30% off men's basics when you spend $50. Now through January 1st at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, !! 1985.
New ad.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Several more days with the threat of rain in the forecast ahead. Today, showers will become likely again, especially by the afternoon, with a high today around 63. Periods of rain tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the middle 60s. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms. Low 70s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s for a low Monday night. Low 60s for a high on Tuesday, which is New Year's Day, as the shower threat continues. In fact, that may be around on Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit studios of Blue Water Broadcasting, high atop the Budell Building, in that different song totally threw me off, in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for Clearing the Air, the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it may uncover or who it may implicate. As always, I am your humble tinfoil hat-wearing host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex and a man dealing with the bioweapon known as Morgellons disease. I'm delighted that you've decided to join us tonight. And by us, I mean the postman and myself. Welcome, my friend.
Good to be here, Terry.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we hope that you might hear something that pushes you to do some research of your own. You know, my dad taught me a long time ago that something just freely given to you will never mean as much to you as something that you have to work for. It's a simple formula. but one that seems to be lost on today's generation. But please understand, my goal, our goal here is not to convince you to do or to believe anything. It's simply to lay out the facts and give you something to investigate for yourself. And with the nonstop assault on our president airing on the weaponized media 24/7, there's no shortage of things they are using to distract us from stuff. Let me tell you, it's incredible what's going on. They're calling it a shutdown. In my opinion, if it really wants to be a shutdown, then they need to quit paying the lawmakers. They don't need to make a dime if they're going to shut the government down. I understand Pelosi's in Hawaii during this shutdown, so they're really suffering, aren't they? Of course they are. Yeah, right. Take the money away from them. That's the only way to get anything done. That's just my opinion. Okay, don't believe a single word you hear tonight. You need to do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and I do remain confident that you'll reach the same conclusions as I have, because it all points to very bizarre times in our immediate future. I hope that you understand that our generation seems to be the one that will witness the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I got to tell you, his return this time is going to be a lot different from his initial appearance here on earth. It was an entrance, as it were, that was perfect in the way that it baffled the religious leaders of the day. You see, the Pharisees were so caught up in making sure that their laws were followed that they had the Son of God, God in physical human form, in their presence, and they murdered him. I believe there's always a risk of the same type of ignorance in any religion, because in my humble opinion, religion is what happens when sinful man decides to manage communications between individuals and their Creator. In other words, man's sinful nature comes out, and the process destroys the godliness that is supposed to celebrate and facilitate that closeness, that oneness that we have with our Creator. You see, spirituality, that's what we all are supposed to have. It's the one-on-one personal relationship with our Creator. And you don't have to warm a pew to have that. You just need to humble yourself and go to Him in prayer. He will answer you. Now, it's likely it won't be a voice responding to you. It will be an event happening, perhaps what one might consider a coincidence. That's how He will answer whatever question you ask Him. Circumstances will arise that will show you the answer to your question. I have seen this so many times, folks. It happens. It works. The problem we seem to have is that the world gets in the way and we aren't able to see things for what they truly are. That's because the world is inherently evil. It's run by Luciferian psychopaths, and they're doing everything they can to disrupt our communion with our Creator. We are inundated with energies to misdirect us, to lead us away from things that are holy, to lead us away from holy thoughts and most certainly holy acts. And all of this is by design. I get so frustrated when people place Hollywood actors on pedestals and essentially worship them. Do you not understand how they got to be who and where they are? Most, if not all, top musicians and actors willingly gave up their divine spark, that little bit of God we know as a soul, in order to have their earthly success. Most of them aren't even happy because they know what they've done and they regret it, but it's too late. And that's the God's honest truth. You see, deep down inside, they're hollow because they chose to eliminate God from their consciousness. Drug addicts and alcoholics do the same. What they're trying to do is they're trying to find something to fill that void, that emptiness, that's supposed to be God. But they've gotten rid of God. They kicked Him out. It leaves a dark void, and only God can fill that void. Nothing else can. You can search the world over. It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to fill that but God. That's just the way it is. Trust me, been there, done that. That's how these things work, folks. Thank you for tuning in. This is kind of a special five-hour edition of Clearing the Air. When I had the opportunity to get this time from Jay, I took it because I like to get as much seat time in here as I can. You're supposed to get better the more you do it. I'm not so sure that's happening with me, but be that as it may, it's good to be here talking to you. It's just like therapy for me. So thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world for 5 hours tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody on the station for all the support. If you're watching the ball game, folks, you know, Postman and I have talked about this so many times. If people would just put the same amount of emphasis on what's really going on in this world as they do on football, oh, my God, what a difference we could make. You have no idea how powerful you are, because your whole life you've been taught you're not powerful. They've lied to us. We are very, very powerful. You know, Jesus even told us we could do things greater than He did if we only had the faith. Now, what do you think that means? It means several things, but number one, it means quit letting them tell you you can't do things, because you can. We're so powerful. God knows what he's doing. He doesn't make junk. You know, this world goes out of its way to teach us that life isn't, there's nothing special about human life. You know, that's why they rip children out of the mother's womb. Oh, it's just tissue. Well, no, it's not. Just look at the story of John the Baptist, how he, in his mother's womb, he jumped for joy when Mary and Christ in her womb came to see him. Tell me that child doesn't think, that child doesn't have a consciousness. You can't. Life is precious. I don't care what they tell you. They're lying to you. The ones that are in charge of this world are liars. They're Luciferian psychopaths. Look up the meaning of that. They have no empathy. They don't care. They don't care how you feel. That's why they can do the despicable things they do to people, to children, because they don't care. Welcome to the program. 3 minute break, and we'll be back. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, and Postman's with me as usual, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Sandman's After Christmas Sale is a great time to save on the area's largest selection of mattresses, from inexpensive bargain sets to some of the very nicest premium sets, including power-adjustable bases, priced well below the big chain's advertised prices. We still have many fabulous closeouts, including a number of twin-long mats that are great on adjustable bases or for hunting lodges. Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, Scandinavian, and more are on sale with twin mats from $89. Nice queens from $249, king mats from $299. Many closeout sets and floor samples need to be liquidated before new models arrive. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store since 1999 because we have the largest selection and lowest prices of really nice mattresses, beds, and headboards with great customer service. We will be closed New Year's Eve and day. I really want to thank our thousands of customers for their years of support and hope everyone has a safe and happy New Year. Mr. Sandman, mattress superstores in Montgomery and Millbrook.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the stuff Santa missed. Get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Treat yourself to 25 to 45% off fine jewelry. Dresses that almost never go on sale are 25% off. And get an extra 30% off men's basics when you spend $50. Now through January 1st at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Several more days with the threat of rain in the forecast ahead. Today's showers will become likely again, especially by the afternoon, with a high today around 63. Periods of rain tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the middle 60s. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms. Low 70s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s for a low Monday night. Low 60s for a high on Tuesday, which is New Year's Day, as the shower threat continues. In fact, that may be around on Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. That was obviously longer than 3 minutes. I'm not sure what's going on with this computer, but it says we're on segment two, and we are actually on segment two. So I don't know why I did that, but hey, here we are. Welcome back. Welcome back to the program. This is Clear in the Air, special five-hour edition. The House Democrats are quietly plotting ways to reopen government without border wall funding. Trump is maintaining he will not have a compromise, and let's hope he sticks to his guns, because tell me how you can come to any other conclusion than the Democrats are trying to bring more illegals into this country because they want to destroy this country. I can't come to any other conclusion. I think Trump needs to stick to the $5 billion, not a penny less, and that's what he says he's going to do. So he's a stubborn fella with weird hair, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting. Wow, all kind of weird stuff going on. Postman, did you see the story on the blue beams and the lights? First it happened in Louisiana.
Right.
Now, then it happened in New York. What's going on?
It seems like it was at electrical substations.
Right.
And the one that was in New York, that was a house-sized substation that exploded.
Yes.
And you know, there's no telling how or why it happened. Whether it was human initiated or atmospherically initiated.
Well, it came from the sky. If you watch Richie from Boston's video, which I put on our Facebook, you can see blue beams coming.
Right,
it's creepy.
Mm-hmm. And I saw it also, Terry. And the one that happened in Louisiana, it was a smaller one. It was like a regular substation, you
right.
know, with a room size,
gotcha.
Transformer in it. You know,
yeah.
But still, it still knocked out power to a few thousand people, and the one that was in New York knocked out power to several thousand people. And what got me was it like some sort of a plasma discharge, you know, from space,
mm-hmm.
And it actually covered the light, actually covered a really really wide area, and it's just it. It kind of resembled Fukushima when it melted down completely and the explosion. Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you actually see that lightning bolt and that blue fire that came out of the
mm-hmm.
out of the dome when that dome blew?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
I know. Yeah. People are freaking out, and mm-hmm. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's not stuff you see every day.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
There's just a lot of very bizarre stuff going on. You know, and especially the chemtrails. I mean, my God, they have been spraying us nonstop for the last, well, all year, really. I've yet to find a single day they haven't sprayed at least once.
Well, I mean, since we've been inundated with this weather that we have now, I mean, it's been raining off and on, you know, for about the past, what, 4 or 5 days?
Yes.
And we've still got, it should be raining, it should start again tonight and then go into late Wednesday of
right.
Next week.
Right.
And there's no telling what will take place in between now and then. And when I got up this morning, went outside, they were spraying this morning. They were spraying yep. at really, really extreme high altitudes, probably about 30, 35,000 feet.
Did you see how clear the sky was?
Yes,
first
I did.
Thing, and then suddenly
yes.
they spray, and boom, it's totally overcast.
Right, it's totally overcast.
Notice that, too.
And when the system rolls in, the system just picks it up and integrates it, you know, in it. And then, you know, when it rains, the rain drops the particulates to the ground. They're caught in water droplets.
Yep. Yeah, and what comes up must come down.
Exactly.
And whatever they're putting up in the sky, it's coming down, and we're all breathing it. We're all drinking it. It's in everything.
And eating it, and put it that
exactly.
Way.
It's all inside of us, folks. Speaking of that, if you go, I put a couple of videos out on our Facebook site. One is, I think it's Morgellons fiber versus a butane flame or something. Just take a look at this thing. It's a piece of dust that has one of these fibers coming out, and this thing is alive. And it's taken a combative stance, an aggressive stance, and I put my finger down there, and it draws back, and it's like it's trying to figure out what's going on. So I hit it with a lighter, and it moves to the other side. I hit it with a lighter again, nothing. I hit it the third time, and I finally burn it, about half of it, and it's quit moving. But these things are alive, folks. Whatever they are, they're some kind of hybridized life form. Just take a look at that video if you don't believe me. Just look at the video. It's unreal. I don't know what they're doing, but it ain't good. You know, you've got Google now. They're actively trying to eliminate mosquitoes. You heard me right. They want to eliminate mosquitoes. Unreal. The thing about mosquitoes, well, let me just read you the article. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, has its life sciences division, I didn't know they had such a thing, focused on forcing a mass mosquito extinction. In Fresno, California, researchers are breeding and setting loose sterilized mosquitoes that could wipe out the larger population. Well, here's what the geniuses at Google probably haven't thought about. Mosquitoes can have both positive and negative impacts on the ecosystem. As part of their useful role, the larvae of mosquitoes live in water and provide food for fish and other wildlife, including larger larvae of other species such as dragonflies. So the dragonflies are going to die as soon as they get rid of the mosquitoes. The larvae themselves eat microscopic organic matter in the water, helping to recycle it. Adult mosquitoes make up part of the diet of some insect-eating animals such as birds, bats, adult dragonflies, and spiders. They also help pollinate flowers when they consume nectar. So this is about starving other species, folks. They're clearing, it's like they're clearing the slate. Anything God made, they're wanting to get rid of or destroy or bastardize in some way. That's what they're doing.
Or augment or change.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
they're trying to outdo God.
That's the trend with them. I mean, they started with the planets and lowered the vibration on them, and then they came on down, you know, from there, and they're really just getting started, to be honest with you.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, it is. It's going to get worse and worse.
It is. Well, let's see. Detroit, Michigan. Richie, Robbie, and Claire McDowell received the pneumococcal vaccine on the 25th of June, 2007, and within hours, they all became severely autistic at 9 months of age. Mm. The parents were told autism is genetic, but a geneticist countered that all three children could not shut down on the same day from a genetic defect. None of the children fully recovered, and Claire is still nonverbal and cannot be potty trained. The McDowells found out 7 years later that the vaccine was contaminated and had been pulled from the market after it killed a two-year-old. That fact was hidden from the public. Folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth, and you better listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. There is a depopulation effort underway right now. They're trying to kill us, but they're not outright killing us because there's no money in that. They want to make us sick, so we'll spend every last penny we have in their pharmaceutical companies trying to get help that's never going to come. The only help that's ever going to come to us is from Jesus Christ. And I hope it's inbound. But that's the only... We're not getting any help from anybody here. Ain't going to happen. It's just not.
No. It's all about the money. It's all about profit.
Absolutely.
And it's all about maiming and you know, making people sick.
It's like they're torturing people.
And you know, changing the human psyche, you know, so they can make them more susceptible, you know, to how can I put it? Be able to use the skills that people would have, you know, if their pineal gland was open, you know, all the way up.
Yes.
You know, so they can find goal. Tell when the authorities are coming. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they can be clairvoyant. That's what they want to do. Yeah. Because it happens. It happens in the secret space program all the time. Almost all the ones that are that were slaves, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going on every day. Every day as we speak.
Well, Goldman Sachs finally came out and admitted there is no money in curing people. That's why the word cure is nowhere in a medical dictionary. They don't want to cure anything because there's no money in curing things. They want to sell you drugs to maintain your condition. But they don't want to cure you because if they cure you, you won't be a customer. And, you know, I remember growing up and some people would say, you know, they have a cure for cancer. They just don't release it because they won't make any money. And I used to listen to those people and go, you're out of your mind. Nobody would do that. Hmm. But I got to tell you, yes, they would.
Yes.
And I believe that's exactly what's happening right now. Because everything is all about money. Everything is.
That's just one area. It's
exactly.
A lot worse than that.
It is.
Think about the things that we don't even know about. Things that we're not even privy to.
It could change everything on this planet for the better.
That could change everything on the planet. And the thing is, they hadn't released it. I mean,
they've weaponized it.
They're so low down and dirty until they won't even use it, you know, while they're here alive.
Yeah. The Ferguson riots. All they had to do was pull up one of the electronic machines they've got, that the microwave weapon, flip it on. They don't have to touch anybody. But it puts out a frequency that these people feel like their skin's on fire. They'll run away. Riots ended. Did they bring that out? Of course not. They let them burn the buildings down. It's insane. They've weaponized this stuff, but they keep it hidden, and like Postman said, to the point where they won't even use it in public because they're afraid we'll find out they have it.
They don't want to even use it in private, to tell you the truth. You know?
But it's crazy.
It's just insane.
Dr. Stanley Monkeys said, we have the best enemies money can buy. And I love that quote because he's absolutely right. Bible. The word Bible is an acronym. It stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. I like that. Ezra Pound, who you'll find out about later on, said, censorship is the inevitable result when duplicity marches in the triumph parades as their version of a global order is adopted. No kidding. And like I said, Goldman Sachs, there's no money in curing people. You know, I'm a big fan in helping those less fortunate. These days, you have to be careful because groups of purportedly homeless people are actually organizing into what amounts to as shift workers as they take turns standing beside the road with their little signs asking for money. Now, I've heard from somebody who's actually let some of these people use one of their houses. These people generate several thousand dollars a day. They divide that money up. They buy their drug of choice, you know, and they live just live like vagrants. So those who contribute to these roadside beggars, you seem to be facilitating their addiction. Now, like most things in life, especially things in today's insane upside-down world, this gets complicated. The little short mean woman believes that giving is always the right thing, and what the givee does with the money, well, that's between them and God. The giver has done what they're supposed to do. Now, I'm torn about all this.
No, not necessarily, Terry. You know, because I learned the hard way, and I'm not asking everybody to do what I do, but when a vagrant asks me for money, if I'm near a store or anything, I ask them, are they hungry? If they say yes, I'm hungry, I'll ask them to follow me into the store, and I'll tell them to get what you want, I'll pay for it, and then they look at me like I'm crazy,
mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, I'm not hungry, I just need the money.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. And the same thing with somebody coming after you for gas money. I need to get gas so I can get home. I live in Mobile, live in Birmingham. You know, I'm...
Right,
I'm
stuck.
I'm stuck here. And I tell them, follow me to the gas station. I'll give you a half tank of gas to get from here to Birmingham. And that'll do it. No, they don't want to do that. They want the money.
Yeah, drugs. All right, guys, bottom of the hour break. This is Clearing the Air, and hopefully we'll be back in 5 minutes. All righty.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Debbie Handley. The partial government shutdown continues. Republican donor Dan Palmer says the Democrats are wrong about the cost to build the wall being too high.
This wall at $20 billion equates to $60 per U.S. citizen. The cost of an illegal immigrant over their lifetime in the United States is $130,000.
A Democratic-controlled House takes over January 3rd. Could Sears be saved? A hedge fund run by Sears chairman Eddie Lampert says it submitted a bid to keep the struggling retailer from being liquidated.
Putting in the bid to save over 400 Sears stores at the 11th hour, Hail Mary is the company's largest shareholder, billionaire Eddie Lampert. 50,000 jobs will also be saved if this bid goes through. His company's ESL, it has bid over $4 billion in financing and debt forgiveness to keep Sears alive.
Fox's Susan Lee. This is Fox News.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your vehicle and save money when you purchase a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Pick up a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Several more days with the threat of rain in the forecast ahead. Today, showers will become likely again, especially by the afternoon, with a high today around 63. Periods of rain tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the middle 60s. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms. Low 70s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s for a low Monday night. Low 60s for a high on Tuesday, which is New Year's Day, as the shower threat continues. In fact, that may be around on Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center,
This is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, we're finally back. Welcome back to the program. I was talking about giving, and I'll tell you the story. I've told you this before, but a kid at the Shell station. I'm pumping gas in my car at the Shell on Ware's Ferry, my favorite station, and he comes walking up to me while I'm pumping gas, and he asked me for money so he can gas up his truck and make it somewhere in the city. He claimed he was supposed to meet with a local church pastor, but somehow it was going to put him up for the night, but he's not from Montgomery. He's lost. So I'm looking at this guy, and of course I start running that little mental program that we all have, trying to size him up, trying to figure out what angle he's working, what is he up to, whether he was armed or not, and ultimately where the $5 I was about to give him would go. And before I could even answer, his cell phone rings, and a second later he's thanking me for nothing. He says he just got in touch with a pastor, he's on his way to get him. So the kid was telling the truth after all. So you never know, you know? I didn't see that coming. Had no idea. As we all know, the late George Herbert Walker Bush died. Thank you. He was an evil man. You would have to be... Well, first off, you'd have to be just loaded with nefarious designs to ever become head of the agency. There's no doubt about that. But I believe they called him Poppy. And I've never really made that connection until I started thinking about all the opium-derived narcotics the agency's famous for running into the country. So Poppy is a very appropriate name for the late George Herbert Walker Bush. He was Poppy. That's a good name for him, Poppy, because he gets opium, of course, comes from the poppy plant, which our soldiers are over there guarding right now. Or they were, anyway, in Afghanistan. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I may be the only one that thinks that, but I thought it was interesting when I heard it. I could sit here and read you off all these numbers about how overwhelmed the border is. 25,000 South American migrants were apprehended just in November. That's from 7,000. So that's almost four times as many from a year ago. Now, apprehended does not mean they were sent back. This week, at least 400 illegals were transported to a bus station in El Paso, Texas, and released. So all this talk about the wall is political theater, folks. There needs to be some long-term changes made. We need to figure out exactly what the heck we're doing, because I don't think they know. Well, the Democrats know, but I don't think Trump understands what's going on. Maybe he does. Maybe it's all a setup. I don't know. But it ain't good. Whatever's going on is not good. Trust me on that. I tell you what, 272-9228. If you guys want to call, any of those you not stuck by the TV watching football, 272-9228, you're welcome to give us a call. Wow. What do you want to get into, Postman? We can get into about anything.
Well, let's see.
Oh,
we can get into. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask everybody to pray for Frank. Frank, as you know, Frank's a caller, always brings great stuff to the program. Frank needs your prayers. Pray for his health, his continued health. I don't feel like I should be the one to tell you what's going on with Frank, because it's personal. It's Frank, you know. But Frank's having some problems, so please pray for Frank. And, hey, believe it or not, we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Weeks.
Hey, Weeks.
Hey, I was just going to call. I don't know if you'd like to have this on air or not, but there's a Facebook page for career beggars in the Montgomery area.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there is. It started off one guy that tends to drive around, I think, he's in a white Chevy Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's I think, just a bunch of people finally put it together, and it started off as a page for him. It's literally called Montgomery Career Beggar, if anybody wants to get into the group and just kind of know some folks that, you know, maybe there are some faces on there that you can recognize.
And that's a great idea, man.
And they talk about tactics that are used by career beggars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very forceful. They've got, you know, they put all the stories together, and anyway, it's just interesting. I was fascinated when I found the page because I've been approached, and of course I've seen the panhandlers on the side of the interstate exits and everything. Right. And so I started searching just to see what was if this was a normal thing, if it's a nationwide thing, because it seems like it's exponentially grown in the river region.
Yes, it has.
But anyway, I just wanted to point that out. I had also left a comment, Terry, on the clearing the air mm-hmm. page when you were asking for ideas for future shows.
Yes, you did.
And anyway, I really would love to. And my wife, she's beginning to become red-pilled.
Good.
But the things about health and how to stay healthy in a increasingly poisonous world,
yeah,
I think would just be such a great topic to cover. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, the nonstick coatings on the things to avoid. Mm-hmm. If you have an interest in that, I would love it, and I think a lot of other folks would too.
Cool, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Weeks. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
Take care. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah, well, a lot of people know it or not. I mean, just go back and get Grandma's skillet hanging on the wall.
Get the iron skillet.
Yeah, it's a wall ornament now. Just go back and get it, and just take it and put it on the stove and season it and start using it.
Yep,
that's all you need to do.
Yep, because Teflon that they use in your stove, it puts out, is it aluminum? Puts out something. Something's in the vapor that's bad for you. Of course, it's unreal. Jason. You know, Jason from Baumhauer's, a friend of mine. I actually can call him a friend. He sent me a picture of, I think it was aluminum, and it was poison. An old thing of like a can of aluminum, and it clearly says poison. You know, keep away, do not eat poison. Aluminum's poison. Aluminum is what they find when they do autopsies on people who have had Alzheimer's. They find aluminum in the brainstem. They can't prove it. They say they can't prove it, but they believe aluminum is what's causing Alzheimer's. And I ask you, exponentially gone up over the last decade, along with the increase in the aerosols, which are known to cause or contain aluminum. Is there a link there? Absolutely, there's a link there. The aluminum is what's causing the big uptick in Alzheimer's. It's also causing, it's also making the wildfire so hard to put out because aluminum is an accelerant. When you mix aluminum in the fire, it makes it burn hotter. That's why they can't put these fires out. It's all the spraying. They are destroying the planet with the spraying. And if you don't believe in chemtrails, I don't know what else to tell you. I'm at my wit's end with trying to, I'm sick of trying to explain to people to look up. We're being sprayed. You know, 84 has said it, and I've said it. You know, I grew up on a tractor, and I have never seen lines in the sky like I do now. This is something new. And it's interesting, because today when I was sitting at the computer, and I had the TV on basically for noise, and the first Bourne, Jason Bourne movie was on. The part in that movie where he's in the little red car, the little Mini with the girl, and they pull up at his place in France. If you look in the sky, you can see they've added chemtrails in the sky to make it, you know, they're trying to make it appear normal. So they're adding chemtrails to movies to make you think, oh, it's always been there. It's normal. It's in the movies. No, it hasn't always been there, and it's not normal. Hmm. It's not normal, folks. Condensation doesn't remain in the sky for hours and spread out and morph into clouds. That's not normal.
No, it's
not condensation. It's chemicals.
It done.
Oh, okay. I feel better. You know what? I'm not going to take a break. I think we're going to keep going until we get to the bottom of the hour, because I think that's what I'm doing wrong.
You mean
or the top of the hour? Sorry,
yes.
Yeah, because I think that's what I'm doing wrong. Yeah, because these commercials on this system aren't adding up. It doesn't make sense. It's not like my show, so we'll just keep going. I saw something this morning, and I still find this very interesting. Trump officially legalizes hemp nationwide. Now, keep in mind there's a difference in hemp and marijuana. Hemp does not contain THC. Whether you know it or not, back before the steam engine was created and all our sailing ships used sails, we used hemp rope because it was the strongest rope there was made from the hemp plant. When the steam engine came around and they started getting steamships and the sailing boats started going away, that's when the hemp stopped being grown and produced like it was. And now everybody, when you say hemp, they think, oh, you're talking marijuana. No, no, no. Tetrahydrocannabinol, which THC, that's the main ingredient or the ingredient in marijuana that gets you high. Hemp doesn't have any, or it has trace amounts of it. There's a huge difference. That's why hemp oil, I don't understand why they won't legalize it. It needs to be legalized because it can only do good for you. But anyway, Trump has legalized it, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and that part only comes from the seeds when they process the seeds. The actual oil does, and wow, that's a lot of seeds to get the amount of oil. Just probably an ounce. Who knows how many thousands it'll take?
Do you know how much maple syrup? You know how much maple sap it takes to make one little quart of maple syrup?
I've heard that before, but I've
40 gallons.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and when they render it down, I mean, that's all that's left.
Yep. That's why, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you go into the store going to buy maple syrup, you can buy the Canadian for like $3 or $4 for the little jar of it, whereas the American's going to be at least twice that much.
Maybe a little more. Maybe.
Yeah,
more.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it may cause, you know, if you buy say 32 ounces of a maple syrup, and that's a nice size container.
Yes, it is.
You're probably going to pay $11-$12 for it, easy.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Yeah. Why the Canadian stuff is so much cheaper? There's got to be, I don't understand it. Why is it? Does it cost that much more in America to make it? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it probably also too, you know, because Canada has more trees than we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yep.
My friend Chris sent me this. Did you know the 28 pages show, this is the 28 redacted, or the 28 pages they've kept from us about 9/11, show that two 9/11 hijackers tied to Saudi intelligence rented a room from an FBI informant in California before the attacks. The director of the FBI kept this covered up for years. What was this FBI director's name? Robert Mueller. What are the chances? Well, 9/11 is nothing like we've been told it is, folks. Now, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into 9/11, and when you listen and you learn everything that I have learned about it, then you will agree with me, because there's no way the official story, it couldn't have happened the way they say it happened. It's impossible.
Well, I mean, to be honest, nothing's like they told us.
No, not at all.
No.
But 9/11 was so important because that's when everything started changing. That's when they basically took away all our rights. You know, they did away with the Smith-Mundt Act, which forbade pro-American propaganda to be used on Americans in America. That did away with that long-standing act. That's where false flags became legal. Not the ones where people actually die, but the ones like Sandy Hook, where nobody really dies, but they make you think they do. Those became legal because of 9/11 and the NDAA and the Patriot Act and all this other garbage, this right-stealing garbage they passed. And, you know, I'm a big fan of World War II. I can't help it. I don't know why, but I'm a big fan. And Band of Brothers, I get emotional when I watch that. I love that series. I've got the DVDs. I love it. I get so mad when I watch what this greatest generation gave up to protect our freedoms, and we just up and let them take it away from us. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's wrong, and it never should have happened. But we need to do whatever we have to do to take it back or before it's too late.
Well, I mean, you got to realize it was theft, you know, through deception.
Yeah, it was.
And I mean, they could, with them being in the position that they're in, they can do it and get away with it. And the thing is, we just need to fight to actually get it back.
Yes,
get back what we lost.
Yes, we do. We need to go back to pre-9/11. Get rid of the NDAA. Get rid of the Patriot Act. Get rid of all this damn surveillance. I mean, it's incredible the amount of surveillance. I put this on Facebook. This is a true story told by someone who would never lie to me. I'm not going to tell you who she is, but she's someone very dear to me. I had some relatives come in from out of town, and they brought with them one of these Alexas.
Right.
They're sitting around just talking, and this one girl who came in from out of town, she's just cracked her pelvis. So they're talking, and this other lady asked her, well, did you have to be put in a cast? She goes, well, you know, they could put me in a body cast, but, yeah, I really didn't want to do that. And they talk a little while later. About an hour later, the phone rings. The lady answers it, and the lady on the other end of the line goes, is there somebody there that needs a cast?
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
That's incredible.
Isn't it? And the thing is, the Alexa knew where they were, their location. They weren't, they live in D.C. or Virginia, but they were down here in Alabama. But somehow, it must have a GPS feature, too. It knew where they were.
Yeah, it does.
It's incredible.
Think about it. Yeah, almost every question you ask it, except for something you know about it, it'll tell you.
Yes.
Yeah. It won't tell you nothing about itself.
No, and you can't, you know, they're keeping all that stuff, folks. You basically are doing the surveilling for them. When you bring these things into your home, you're basically opening up your world to these people. Don't do that. And Ford, now Ford's going to have it in their vehicles. Mercedes has it in their vehicles. This is unreal.
I'll never buy one that way.
Me either. Yeah. No, I don't want it. Because now it's going to keep up with everything you say, everything you listen to, everywhere you go. You know, it's crazy. And when you really start thinking about it, think about all the little, like when you go to the grocery store and you know, you're at Winn-Dixie and they scan your little card to save you a dollar on a $48 order or whatever. I guarantee you all that information's going to the Fusion Center in Utah. They're keeping up with everything you buy, so they know what your habits are. They want to know everything they can about you, what your habits are, what you eat, what you drink, everything. They want to know everything. Now, why do they want to know that?
Well, it's about the surveillance, and it's about the money, you know, so they can actually turn around and send you circulars in the mail.
I think it goes deeper than that.
It does. It does. It goes a lot deeper than that. But in the end, it's all about it's all about control and all about them making a dollar off of that control.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It is. Well, I think it goes even deeper than that. I think they're running a simulation on a quantum computer, and I think they're feeding all of this information into that simulation so they can get an idea of what you're going to do, not what you're doing, but what you're going to do based on what you have done. Because the best indication of your future is your past.
Right.
That's how the real world works. And I think they're feeding all this information, like they have a file on Postman up there in that computer, and every time you go to Winn-Dixie or wherever, and you scan your little card, and that information gets sent, it's put in that little dossier. So they have a good idea of who you are, where you work, what you do, what you eat, what you drink, your everything. That way they can determine, I guess, who's going to try to go up against them, maybe. I don't know. But they have an idea of what your future, what the future brings for you, what you're going to try to do in the future. That's what I think they're doing with it. As crazy as that sounds, that's what I believe.
Yeah, it actually makes sense for sure. You know, and the main thing is the control. It's the 100% control.
Oh, absolutely.
When they figure the control is actually essential, you know, to be carried out.
Well, they're ready for pushback. That's why they've ordered the 9 billion rounds. That's why all these government agencies that have never before carried sidearms, now suddenly they're carrying, they got ARs and they're carrying sidearms. They're arming all these, what used to be just, you know, mundane government departments. Now they're all armed and ready. Why? Because they're ready for pushback. They know we're waking up. And they know, George Bush even said one time to a reporter, if the American public ever found out what we were doing, they would run us down and hang us from the streetlights by dawn or something like that. And he's right. And well, when people find out what's being done to them, they're going to be upset.
I don't know if that'll happen. You know, as far as people, you know, want to run around and hang them, you know, because people are disconnected. I mean, even more disconnected. I mean, think about how it was, 20, 30 years ago. It was a lot better than it is now. I mean, people seem like they cared a little bit. And if you go back even further than that, if you go back 40 years, I mean, back in those days, you were getting disciplined by your neighbor.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
But you can't do that now.
That's right. They've eliminated that.
Yeah.
They're wanting you to tell on each other. And wanting us to surveil one another and tell on each other and be a snitch. God knows what else. I tell you. 5G, they're starting to bring that in, and they're already putting it up in California, and I'm sure they're probably putting it up now under, they're not letting us know what they're doing, but I guarantee you they're putting it up, 5G, and it's not going to be good. It's all about this worldwide net I forget what the name is they've come up with, but it's like Skynet. It's just like watching the Terminator movies. And I've always told you that they're showing us. They have to show us. It's free will. They have to tell us what they're going to do, and they're doing it. They're just calling it entertainment. But, yeah, Skynet. And here we go, you know. This is what this is all about. As crazy as it sounds, this is what this is all about. Total control, because they're Luciferian psychopaths. They want to put their God, who is the antithesis of our God, Satan, they want to put Satan up above our God, Jehovah. And God's not going to let that happen. Really not. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." And that is so true, folks. Believe me, you please start waking up. Start paying attention to everything going on around you. Situational awareness, so important.
And we talked about that, about the audience, you know, waking up and you know, having, you know, wanting to find out, you know, where they are in their walk, or how far along are they in that, or how awake are they?
Can't get them to call.
Yeah.
They won't call.
Yeah, well, you know, the phones are open if anybody wants to call.
272-9228. Give us a call.
Give us a call.
I would love to know how far
along. Let us know how far along you are, or how awake are you, you know.
What do you believe? What do you not believe?
Right.
Because it's important to us. It's very important. We need to know. Wow. Segment one. All right, well, let's go ahead and hit this top of the hour break and see if I can get us back on track. So this is Clear in the Air, and we'll be back. And, God, I don't know when we'll be back, but trust me, we will be back.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your vehicle and save money when you purchase a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Pick up a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers for smokers to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For